It's the NFL preseason. Check out the Ringer Fantasy Football Show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you need fantasy rankings, we've got our rankings and sleepers at fantasyfootball.theringer.com. So come listen to Danny Heifetz, Craig Horlbeck, and me, Danny Kelly, on the Ringer Fantasy Football Show.
This episode of the Ringer NFL Show is presented by State Farm. Create an affordable price just for you when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Modelo. What does a true fan look like? It's cheering the loudest. It's never missing a game, no matter what. And for that, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Because you are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Shop delivery or pickup options near you at ordermodelo.com. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to the Ringer NFL Show. My name is Danny Heifetz, and I am joined by Stephen Ruiz. And today, we are measuring the Kirk Cousins scale. I am going to ask Stephen one question about every starting quarterback in the NFL. And every question will be the same one. Is this guy better or worse than Kirk Cousins? Stephen, I wanted to do this because I feel like Kirk Cousins is not just the most average quarterback in the NFL. I kind of feel like he's the most average person in the world. And he's like the embodiment of fine. And before we dive into this, I kind of wanted to ask you, like, why is he so average? What is so Kirk Cousins-y about Kirk Cousins?
First of all, if he's the most average person in the world, maybe we should expand this and just start listing everyone on earth and saying whether they're better or worse than Kirk Cousins. I'm going to say you're better than Kirk Cousins.
I appreciate it. I'll give you
that. I'm probably a little worse.
I'm not better than him, but I'm not worse. I'm on the level. I'm average.
You are
Kirk
Cousins.
I'm firmly average.
You're the Kirk Cousins of content.
Yeah, I'm extremely average.
Okay.
That's definitely how it goes. But on the field, like, what makes him, why is he like that? Why is he better than half the quarterbacks in the league, and why is he worse? Like, what is it about him?
Because he will read what's on the prompter, so to speak. He's got that Ron Burgundy thing going for him where, like, you lay out a play design and he is going to follow it to a T no matter what the defense does. It doesn't matter what the defense does. He's not going to adjust. And I could see why, like, coaches love him and love a quarterback like that, because he's basically an on-field avatar for them. They're basically playing Madden, and Kirk Cousins is going to do whatever button they press. But there are downsides to that, obviously, because the defense doesn't always react like the coach wants them to. And Kirk Cousins has a problem with, he doesn't have a plan B, I think is the best way to describe it. And we're talking about, I'm talking about, like, the general perception of a Kirk type quarterback. Because I do think over the last 2 or 3 years that Kirk has evolved past his own idea of who Kirk Cousins is. Yeah, the caricature of Kirk Cousins. I think he has improved. And I think we need to maybe rename this scale, because I think it has changed and he's kind of pushed himself beyond what we believe Kirk Cousins is.
Well, that's why I wanted to do this, because the Vikings are in kind of an interesting position for the NFC North, but suddenly you have to talk yourself into Kirk Cousins beating Aaron Rodgers for the division. And you're like, what are you talking about here? So I think I'm really interested in this exercise. I think it's a good point. He's Ron Burgundy. Like, I'm Kirk Cousins, but we'll see. All right. Shall we go through this little list we got here?
Let's do it.
All right. So here's how this is going to work. First of all, the parameters. We're talking about, can you win? We want you to win one game. It's not like the next 10 years, no contracts, none of that. It's like, I need you to win this playoff game for us. So that's really all we're talking about. So I'm going to start. I'm going to knock off just some quarterbacks that I assume are indisputably better and some ones that are indisputably worse, so that we can get to the heart of the Kirk Cousins middle. Cool?
That works for me.
All right. So tier one here, I assume there will be no disparity. Tier one, I've got indisputably better than Kirk Cousins. So Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. I assume no problem with that, right?
No problem whatsoever.
Then I've got tier two here, which is obviously better than Kirk Cousins. Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. No problems there either, right? All those guys are better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all better.
Okay. Now I want to shave off a little off the bottom. These guys, I think, are definitely worse than Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
And I just tell me if you disagree. I got Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Davis Mills, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Mitchell Trubisky, whoever the hell the Steelers have at quarterback this year, Geno Smith and Drew Lock. All those guys are worse than Kirk Cousins, right?
Yes, yes. The only one that I would even, that like raised my eyebrows would be, and this is going to sound a little weird, would be Jameis Winston. I think I would think about it. I would ultimately decide on Kirk, but I'm admittedly, I'm higher on Jameis than most people. I think he's going to have a good year this year, but Kirk's still better.
Okay. So here we go. This is where, oh wow, voice cracked for me right there. See, we're getting excited. Like, you like that.
That's what Kirk Cousins does.
That is. Should we drop that you like that every time he's better than someone?
Yes. Yes.
Can we, Kaya, let's see if Kaya can drop the you like that for being better than Jameis. Okay.
You like that? You like that?
Beautiful. All right. Let's get to the meat of this. These are the guys I have real questions with. Kyler Murray, is he better than Kirk Cousins?
Oh, 100%. This okay. isn't, I'm not going to dignify that answer with an explanation. Yes, he's better.
Dak Prescott
is also better. Dak Prescott is like a super version of Kirk Cousins, like the evolved version of Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins was better at adjusting post-snap to what the defense is throwing at him, he would be Dak Prescott, but he's not.
I was playing golf the other day and, like, you know, they fill the foursome if you can't get four people. And it was a Cowboys fan who was telling me that he thought Kirk Cousins was better than Dak. And it was the strangest interaction I've ever had with another person.
It never talked to that person ever again.
I don't think I ever will. Okay. Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr better or worse than Kirk Cousins?
Okay. Now we're starting to get a little close. And I would say yes. I think Derek Carr has improved over the last couple of years. 3 years ago, if you asked me this question, I would have said Kirk Cousins is better. But I do think Derek Carr, he has all of the positives you get from Kirk, but he has more physical talent. He's more athletic, even though he doesn't use it enough. He has a better arm, even though he doesn't use it as often as he should. But I do think he's turned the aggressiveness dial up a couple notches over the last 2 years. And that was always the thing, is you're not aggressive enough. You're too conservative. But I think he has turned that up, and he has surpassed Kirk because of that.
Okay. What about Trevor Lawrence?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. What I think Trevor Lawrence will be in year two, like a conservative prediction for what he will be this year coming up, I would take Trevor Lawrence. Based on last year, I would take Kirk Cousins. I think Trevor Lawrence he's more aggressive. He's more talented. He's faster. He has a bigger arm. I think he's just as smart. Like, over the second half of the year, we saw fewer mistakes. I'm like talking myself into even taking 2021 Trevor Lawrence over him. No, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Screw it. I don't know why I'm hesitating. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence.
But that's interesting to me, because even though you're saying Kirk Cousins can't, he always just reads the teleprompter, but like you're saying rookie Trevor Lawrence is even better at that. Why can't Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Like, do you think Kirk Cousins has evolved? Like, that's kind of my question here. Like, is he still reading the teleprompter?
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't do it as often as he did in the past, but he'll still throw like a check down to a running back that has a linebacker right on him. Like, it's a play that's doomed to fail. And Kirk Cousins, I think part of it is, honestly, Kirk Cousins doesn't like taking hits in the pocket. And this has been a thing since like Washington, where you'll see him, you could find examples of this, multiple examples of him about to take a sack and like the running back is behind him or to the side of him blocking, not even out in a route. And Kirk Cousins will be like, it'll be like hot potato. He'll just toss it off to him and go, no, you take the hit for me. And I think that explains Kirk Cousins.
Wait, so you're basically saying that instead of him, like, he's basically like having his running backs as like human hostages, basically.
Right, right. Like a human shield. Like, you take this one for me.
Wow. Okay. So there's like foxhole guys. There's like guys will be like, you know what? I want this quarterback with me in the foxhole. And then there's guys, the other guys that you're like, actually, we want them out of here, or else they're going to like put us in the line of fire.
Like, you know, that scene in the first Captain America movie where he kind of like proves himself because he jumps on the grenade at the beginning.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins would have picked up the grenade and thrown it at the rest of the crew.
At the checkdown running back is blocking for him.
At the running back specifically.
That's
at least, at least Kirk Cousins knows positional value. You got to give him that.
There you go. So he's the contract stuff. He's always up on the contract stuff. Okay. Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan?
Oh, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is like another super Kirk Cousins. Like, Matt Ryan does everything that Kirk Cousins does well, but he does it better. He does it like 15% better across the board.
Kirk Cousins or Mac Jones?
Kirk Cousins.
You like that? You like that?
Mac Jones, I think, will become a Kirk Cousins type player in a year or two, but he's not there yet. I think he still needs to add some strength to his arm. I think he needs to, I don't know how to put this, but I think he needs to speed up his process just a little bit more. Because his thing, right, is like being smarter than ever. Like, he's the smart quarterback. He's the brainy quarterback who knows what the defense is in. He can get rid of the ball quickly. But he was still like a rookie version of that. And I think you need a year or two to become like a pro version of what he can become. So at this point, I need to see it first. And I know that's kind of like hypocritical because I'm saying that Trevor Lawrence is already better than Kirk Cousins. But I do think Trevor Lawrence has more of a plan B if the defense takes away the play design.
So basically what you're saying, I feel like Kirk Cousins is like a degree from a college, right? And like you're saying Matt Ryan has like, it's not an undergrad. Matt Ryan has like a graduate, like a master's degree in Kirk Cousins. Yes. Dak Prescott has like a PhD in the field of Kirk Cousins. And then like Kirk Cousins is the undergrad diploma. Mac Jones is like a high schooler trying to get into the college to study the Kirk Cousins stuff.
And he's taken like a bunch of AP classes. So like he's got scholarships. He's going to get there. He's going to graduate. We know he's going to graduate. The question is, will he become Matt Ryan? That's the real question. Like, he's going to become Kirk Cousins. We know he's going to graduate college. Is there like a post-grad situation going on? That's the question.
Okay. So that I'm so curious. Okay. So what about like Jared Goff?
Oh no. Jared Goff is still in middle school. Okay. If we're going to continue with this metaphor, he's still in middle school and he's been in eighth grade for a couple years now.
He got held back. What? Why though?
Because in seventh grade, he had this great teacher who basically did the work for him. And then the school found out about it and said, yo, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this anymore. You got to do it on your own. And then now he has this, now he basically has a teacher that, I mean, it's a cool teacher, but I don't know if he's the best teacher in Dan Campbell.
Okay. That's phenomenal. All right. Well, what about like Jimmy Garoppolo? Where is he at the Kirk Cousins?
See, Jimmy's different. Like Jimmy, like that Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff triumvirate is like, I don't know. That's like the perfect midsection of the NFL quarterback hierarchy. And I would say that Jimmy is closer to Kirk than he is Jared Goff, but I don't think he's quite yet at Kirk's level. Because the one thing you can say about Kirk reading the prompter is he does throw some weird interceptions, but he's not going to be overly aggressive where one bad game turns into like a horrific game. I don't think Kirk's that type of quarterback anymore. He kind of like manages his bad games a little better than Jimmy G does.
It's kind of like in golf. Sometimes you know you're going to get a bogey or double bogey, but Jimmy Garoppolo has a special ability to turn it into like a quadruple bogey.
He's the last seen in Tin Cup. That's Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that's not fair to Jimmy Garoppolo. He's better than that. That's Carson Wentz, but
Wentz who's like, wait, I'm getting sacked. I'm going to take a safety. Let me throw with my left hand to make sure it's a pick six.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's going to make it worse. He's going to find a way to make the worst play possible. Kirk's not that. Kirk's going to find a way to make the most boring play possible.
That's a good way to put it.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Hyundai. Think about all the stuff you can do now on Sundays after the Super Bowl's over. Adventurous activities. You need a Hyundai to get you there. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped for any adventure with features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive. You can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Or available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Modelo. What does a true fan look like? It's cheering the loudest. It's never missing a game, no matter what. And for that, you deserve an ice cold reward because you are a fighter and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Shop delivery or pickup options near you at ordermodelo.com. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
What about Tua? Where does Tua come in all of this?
Tua should have been in that group where you said the people that are definitely worse than Kirk Cousins. Tua should have been in that list.
Okay.
Tua, I'm just going to reserve my comments for later.
No, do it. Do it right now.
Tua's bad, man. I watched Tua again recently, like four games, and it's not even a tough evaluation. Like people are making it out to be. He's just bad. He's not good. He's a bad quarterback.
But what does that mean? Like how is this guy? Everyone's coming out of college and they're like, is he the best quarterback I've ever seen? And then he comes in and how is he just immediately bad? Is it the hip or were people
just wrong? It
happens
all the time. What kind of question is that? Ryan Leaf, Blake Bortles. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that we get wrong. I think.
But what were we wrong about? Like, what specifically was the miss? What is he not doing at the NFL level?
I think we overvalued his strengths. Like they were good blue chip style strengths at the college level, but at the NFL level, they're more average, closer to average. Like his accuracy is good. It's good on certain throws. Like I do think we have one thing wrong about him, and that's that he can't throw a deep ball. I think he actually throws a really good deep ball. If he's throwing like a vertical route that's breaking into space, he does a good job of leading the receiver and putting a lot of loft on it to get it over the cornerback, and it drops right into the receiver's hands. The problem is like those throws that require a little more zip, the driven throws over the middle of the field. And then that's when you see the accuracy is just inconsistent. It's all over the place. And then when he's under pressure, I do think he does a good job of like navigating the pocket, like sliding away from pressure. But if the pocket closes in on him, then you start to see him get happy feet. He starts to panic and he doesn't throw the ball away. Like look at his stats. He never throws the ball away. He just throws it into coverage, and sometimes it turns into a pick. Sometimes it gets batted down, but it's hard to be a quarterback who we think is like that sharp processor who gets rid of the ball quickly. He throws it short, kind of like Tom Brady. But if you keep making mistakes, it's hard to sustain an offense like that. The thing with Tom Brady is, yes, he throws short passes, or at least he did in New England, but he never made mistakes, so they could sustain drives. Tua makes too many mistakes. And it's hard to play offense like that.
Well, speaking of Tua, okay, I'm kind of with you on all the Tua stuff. So one AFC's team that just spent a lot to justify Tua. What about the Jets, the other team who just went all in? What about Zach Wilson? I said he was obviously worse, but I'm curious if you've, like, while we're on this topic, is Zach Wilson also just kind of like bad?
Okay, here's my problem with Zach Wilson. I think you could put together like a cut up or like a highlight reel of plays that make him look like a very talented quarterback. But if you watch all of those great plays that he made a lot of good throws last year, but if you watch them, none of them are really in structure. He has to kind of do the Russell Wilson thing where he breaks the pocket, the play breaks down, and then he throws a great throw downfield, like across his body. But it's like the Sam Darnold situation. I know Jets fans aren't going to want to hear this, but they're kind of like the same quarterback where at least they have the same problem. And that's not being able to create those explosive plays within the structure of the offense. And that's what separates mediocre quarterbacks from the great quarterbacks in the NFL is they can consistently create explosive plays within the structure of the offense. And until Zach Wilson proves he can do that, I think he's going to be a sub Kirk level quarterback.
Okay. So what about Ryan Tannehill?
See, Ryan Tannehill, I think he's the new Kirk. I think he is the bar where he's not a franchise quarterback, but he's not a franchise quarterback. He's like in purgatory. He's franchise quarterback purgatory.
He is purgatory. Because he's too good to get you to be bad enough to get a good draft pick to replace him, but he's not good enough to get you to a Super Bowl.
And I think his floor is even better than that. I think he's good enough to get you to the playoffs if the right pieces are around him. And the thing is, like, he'll make a tough throw. Like, he's not afraid to throw it over the middle into a tight window. He's got a good arm. He's got some good downfield accuracy. So he's another quarterback where you put like his highlight reel on and you're like, holy shit, this guy's making a bunch of franchise quarterback throws. But it's in between those plays. where he kind of loses it. He's just a beat or two slow with his processing. And if he ever speeds that up, which is on the table, because he's not that old. And we see quarterbacks, especially in that category, like in the processing category, get better at this point in their career. So maybe like he improves by 5%, and that's the difference between him being the new Kirk Cousins and him being a quarterback that commands top 10 money.
So there are a few guys I had no idea what to do with, starting with Jalen Hurts and Trey Lance. Trey Lance, I feel like, I mean, he's played like 200 football snaps in the last like 700 days, so I don't know what to do with him. And then Jalen Hurts, I also had no idea what to do with the Kirk Cousins comp.
Yeah, I'm still putting Kirk ahead of Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance belongs in that one group with the obviously worse than him until he proves it. I think we need to see it. Even though there were flashes, there were a lot of flashes last year, then the accuracy is a problem for me. I need to see the accuracy before I'm ready to anoint him. But if he is accurate this year and he's hitting layups, then I think he's special. And I think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback, at least based on production under Kyle Shanahan. Jalen Hurts is a tough one, man. Jalen Hurts is tough. He's not a franchise level quarterback at this point, but he has just enough in his toolbox where you could build a good offense around him. Like if you look back at DVOA from last year, they were a top 10 offense. I think they were 10th. They're right in the top 10, which is kind of surprising because you didn't think of the Eagles as like a top 10 offense, but it's because Jalen Hurts is a special runner. So the run game is always going to be good and he can hit those downfield throws enough to create explosives. And if you have those two things working in tandem, you could put together a good offense.
Okay. One very near and dear to my heart. I wasn't objective about this, so I didn't know what to say. Daniel Jones. Is Daniel Jones better or worse than Kirk Cousins?
He's worse. He's worse.
Yeah, I think so. By a lot.
You like that? You like that?
But he's Ryan Tannehill light. Like he's
he's in the Ryan Tannehill. He's just trying to go to the Tannehill finishing school.
Right. If he gets in, then nice. If he gets a good offense, if he plays in a good offense that kind of just turns him into Ryan Tannehill, like here's what you do, Daniel. You do what you do already. You stand in the pocket forever. You're willing to take a hit from a pass rusher, but you're also willing to throw downfield. So if we can kind of find ways to mitigate the pressure by using play action, that would be a good way to do it, which the Titans did with Ryan Tannehill, then we can kind of hide your weaknesses and highlight your strengths. And I think if he gets a coach who can do that, then we'll see him kind of have a Tannehill-like renaissance at this point in his career.
Yeah, for a different team. Yeah, it reminds me of like Peaky Blinders when in the beginning he's like, I put my son with the apprenticeship. I know he'll make Foreman. And I'm like, you know what? Daniel Jones, get him a better coach. I know he can be Ryan Tannehill. All right. I saved one for last year to be a little mean. That was near and dear to my heart. I'm going to cut straight to yours. Baker Mayfield. Healthy Baker Mayfield, not the abomination with the shoulder last year. Is healthy Baker Mayfield better or worse than Kirk Cousins?
He's worse.
You like that? You like that?
He's way worse. He needs all the schematic shortcuts that Kirk Cousins has required throughout his career, although I think Kirk doesn't rely on them so much now. But Baker doesn't know his limits. He doesn't know how... He thinks he's one of the best players in the NFL. He thinks he has one of the best arms. He thinks he's one of the best scramblers. Apparently, like when he gets outside of the pocket and he does that little like high step type juke move. I don't know if you remember that. He does it like once a game and it's never worked. It's never worked. And why would it ever work? Why would a high step juke ever work when what does he run? Probably like a 4.7. Like you're not going to outrun NFL defensive players.
It's like
that.
When you celebrate Madden by accident because you don't know the buttons.
Yes,
you're playing,
that's exactly
you're an Xbox guy and you're playing on PlayStation and you're like, oh no, and you're celebrating, but you're at like the 20-yard line. And that wasn't what I was meant to do, but that's Baker every time he runs.
Do you know what happened? Probably. He probably pulled it off and it worked against someone and he's been trying to recreate that feeling ever since.
It's like in pickup when you make your first three-pointer or in golf
then you're jacking for the rest of the
drive.
Game.
And then you're like, I got it. And then you're terrible the rest of the day, but you don't know it because you made the first one. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So to button this all back up, the Packers have won the NFC North for 3 years in a row. I think the first team in NFL history to win 13 games 3 years in a row, but they lost Devontae Adams. The Vikings are in position like they could win this division, But do you think that Kirk Cousins on the, like, you know, taking a lot of the Rams offense this year, do you think Kirk Cousins could actually have the best season of his career? Like, is there a world where we feel differently about Kirk Cousins by the end of this season? And like, oh, he's actually good.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think if the Vikings win like 9-10 games, and we know Kirk's going to produce, that's the thing with Kirk is like, no matter how it looks when you're watching, the box score is always going to look pretty good. And his stat line's always going to look pretty good. So if the Vikings win like 9 games and surprise some people, and we at the end of the year, you look that he, you see that he threw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, you're going to be like, oh, damn.
No. That's where we're already at. I'm talking about like Sunday night football, and we're like, oh, wow, Kirk Cousins is on. Like, wow, am I like excited for Kirk Cousins?
And this is why Kirk is the subject of this show, is it depends on what the defense is. Is he playing the Lions defense? Then yes, we're going to be like, holy shit, Kirk, he's better than we thought. If he plays like, I don't know, the Bucks, and he's getting blitzed 50% of the time and he has no answer for it, and he just panics and he does one of those Kirk plays where, for example, when he kneeled instead of spiking the ball and he forgot that that kneeling actually keeps the clock running instead of stopping it. I think we would get one of those moments. But that's Kirk. That's why he's so fun to talk about.
He's just reading the teleprompter, as am I. That's all we got. Thank you, Steven. I'm Danny Heifetz. Thank you to Kai McMullen for production help. This is the Ringer NFL Show.